Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Sunday, March 9, 2025.
Economic impact of COVID-19, 5 years later. On March 8, 2020, the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a pandemic, and 5 years later, its effects are still reshaping the global economy. The pandemic led to record-high government debt and significantly impacted job markets, increasing inequality and changing consumer habits. Trends like remote work and digital payments have become the new norm. Since 2020, global government debt has risen by 12%, especially in emerging markets, as governments borrowed to support welfare during the crisis. Inflation surged, peaking in many countries in 2022 due to increased spending and labor shortages. The airline industry faced massive losses of $175 billion in 2020, but with vaccination campaigns, recovery is underway, and the International Air Transport Association expects a net profit of $36.6 billion in 2025. As employment rebounds, commuting patterns in cities like London are changing, highlighting the ongoing need for adaptation across various sectors.
Yoon Suk-yeol's release amid political turmoil. On March 8, 2025, Yoon Suk-yeol, the impeached president of South Korea, was released from prison, igniting a charged atmosphere in Seoul. Supporters celebrated his return, while critics voiced their disapproval, highlighting the deep divisions in the country. Yoon, now 64, faces serious charges for attempting to impose martial law during his presidency. His backers argue that the judicial system is unfairly targeting him, echoing sentiments expressed by former U.S. President Donald Trump about political persecution. This situation reflects a broader struggle in South Korean politics, with public opinion sharply divided over unproven allegations of election fraud. The impeachment process allows lawmakers to remove a president for misconduct, raising important questions about accountability. As the political climate shifts, reactions to Yoon's release will likely shape public sentiment and influence government actions, with significant implications for both domestic and international relations.
Russian missile attack in Ukraine. A devastating missile and drone attack by Russian forces hit the eastern Ukrainian city of Dobropillia, claiming 14 lives and injuring 37 others, including 5 children. This brutal assault caused significant damage to buildings and vehicles, leaving the community in shock. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has called for stronger air defenses and increased sanctions against Russia to disrupt its war efforts. Since the conflict began in 2014 with Russia's annexation of Crimea, the situation has escalated, leading to ongoing military engagements and international support for Ukraine. This latest strike underscores the deepening humanitarian emergency as civilian casualties continue to rise, raising urgent concerns within the international community about global security and the need for humanitarian assistance.
Trump's bold move for cryptocurrency. On March 8, 2025, President Donald Trump enthusiastically backed the cryptocurrency industry during a meeting at the White House. This event coincided with the first-ever digital assets summit, where he emphasized the need for laws that support the industry and flexible regulations. Trump criticized the previous administration's rules, claiming they stifled growth in the crypto sector. He signed an executive order to create a strategic Bitcoin reserve, allowing the government to hold Bitcoin. Currently, the U.S. owns over 200,000 Bitcoin, valued at about $5.4 billion. The Treasury and Commerce Departments will look for ways to acquire more Bitcoin without costing taxpayers. Trump envisions America as a potential Bitcoin superpower, but this has raised concerns about possible conflicts of interest due to his financial ties to a crypto platform. As the crypto market evolves, his support could attract more investments and businesses, providing much-needed clarity in regulations.
NATO's call for increased defense spending in Europe. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte has urgently called for higher defense budgets across Europe to ensure national security. In a recent interview with the German newspaper Welt am Sonntag, he stressed the need to ramp up production of defense gear, including ammunition, ships, tanks, jets, satellites, and drones. This push comes in response to ongoing international conflicts, particularly following Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022. European nations are quickly reassessing their defense strategies, with Germany planning to debate significant changes to state borrowing rules to fund defense initiatives. A proposed infrastructure fund of 500 billion euros, or about $535 billion, aims to enhance military readiness. Meanwhile, European Union leaders are discussing joint defense loans and relaxing strict budget rules for defense spending. Rutte's discussions with defense manufacturers highlight the growing demand for military equipment, reflecting a major shift in priorities for many European nations as they strengthen their collective defense capabilities against external threats.
Zelensky's commitment to peace talks with the U.S. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has reaffirmed his commitment to engaging in meaningful dialogue with the United States as the conflict with Russia continues. This important discussion is set to take place in Saudi Arabia next week, aiming to find ways to end the war that began in 2014 with Russia's annexation of Crimea. Zelensky stressed the urgent need for a peaceful resolution, noting that practical proposals are ready for consideration. Key Ukrainian officials, including Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha and Chief of Staff Andriy Yermak, will join the talks. U.S. President Donald Trump has previously paused military aid to Ukraine, raising concerns about the seriousness of these negotiations. The discussions will also include Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who has been mediating in the region. Zelensky's push for dialogue highlights Ukraine's ongoing efforts for peace, and the outcomes of these talks could significantly shape the future of Ukraine and its relationships with both the U.S. and Russia.
Hungary and U.S. economic cooperation talks. Hungary and the United States are gearing up to discuss a new trade deal aimed at boosting their economic relationship. Prime Minister Viktor Orbán announced this initiative in Budapest on March 8, 2025, stressing its importance as U.S. President Donald Trump considers a 25% tariff on goods from the European Union. Such tariffs could hit Hungary hard, given its reliance on trade with both the EU and the U.S. Orbán is worried about the potential economic losses if a trade war breaks out. He emphasized the need for an agreement to lessen the impact of these tariffs. The proposed deal may include ways to offset any losses from U.S. tariffs. Additionally, Hungary is in talks to renew a tax treaty with the United States, which is crucial for strengthening their economic ties. The outcome of these discussions will be vital for Hungary's economic future and its ability to navigate the challenges of international trade.
Germany's coalition talks for economic recovery. Friedrich Merz, leader of the Christian Democratic Union, and Lars Klingbeil, co-leader of the Social Democratic Party, have concluded initial discussions on forming a coalition government in Germany. This coalition aims to address critical issues like illegal migration, economic growth, and military spending. Merz emphasized the urgency of finalizing the agreement by Easter, warning that Europe must prepare to stand strong against a hostile Russia, especially with the United States under President Donald Trump no longer seen as a reliable ally. As the CDU/CSU bloc and SPD race to finalize their deal before parliamentary debates on March 13, they are focusing on a proposed 500 billion euro infrastructure fund to revive Germany's economy, which has faced a decline for two consecutive years. Merz has called for targeted economic growth of 1% to 2% and lower energy costs to support businesses. The political landscape is shifting, with the far-right Alternative for Germany party now the second largest in the country, prompting traditional parties to rethink their strategies. Attention will soon turn to the Bundestag, where lawmakers will discuss the infrastructure fund and proposed changes to state borrowing rules, known as the debt brake. Both the CDU/CSU and SPD will need support from the Greens party to pass these measures, but Green leaders have indicated they are far from agreement.
Uncovering a Russian espionage ring in the UK. A recent investigation has revealed a Russian-backed espionage ring operating out of Great Yarmouth, a seaside town in Norfolk, England. This covert operation, based at the Haiti Guesthouse, involved high-stakes activities like honey traps and plots against dissidents. Three Bulgarian nationals were convicted of conspiracy to spy, including Gabriela Gabarova, who was recruited for honey traps, and Katrin Ivanova, who faced charges for improper identity documents. Their handler, Bizard Zambazov, played multiple roles in the operation. Directed by Orlan Rusev, a spy and IT specialist, the group conducted chaotic missions from 2020 to 2023, tracking investigative journalist Christo Grozev,
known for exposing Russian involvement in the poisoning of Sergei Skripal. They also surveilled Roman Dobrokhotov, another journalist critical of Russia, and even planned bizarre schemes, like spraying the Kazakh embassy in London with fake pig's blood. Investigators uncovered over 200,000 messages exchanged between operatives and discovered spy equipment worth tens of thousands of dollars. This case underscores the ongoing threat of Russian espionage activities in the West.
Escalating violence in Syria's coastal region. The ongoing violence in Syria's coastal region has led to over 1,000 fatalities, with the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reporting 1,018 deaths, including 745 civilians. This surge in violence stems from counterattacks by armed groups against remnants of the ousted Bashar al-Assad government. Recently, 16 security personnel were killed in surprise attacks, which the government claims were planned assaults. Among the deceased, 125 were government security forces, and 148 were militants loyal to the former regime. Mustafa Kinavati, head of Latakia's General Security Directorate, emphasized the government's commitment to civilian safety and national unity, stating there will be zero tolerance for disruptions to civil peace. The International Committee of the Red Cross has raised alarms over the rising violence and civilian casualties, urging all parties to uphold humanitarian values. The humanitarian crisis in Syria is reaching alarming levels, with ongoing curfews and movement restrictions blocking access to essential services. Since the conflict began in 2011, the situation has only worsened, creating significant political instability that threatens to destabilize the entire region.
Columbia University faces funding cuts amid anti-Semitism allegations. Columbia University in New York City is facing major funding cuts after the Trump administration canceled $400 million in federal grants due to allegations of anti-Semitism on campus. This decision has raised serious concerns, as federal support accounted for about $1.3 billion of the university's total operating revenue of $6.6 billion for the 2024 fiscal year. Interim President Katrina Armstrong stated that these cuts will directly impact research, student programs, faculty, and patient care. Controversy has intensified with ongoing pro-Palestinian protests at the university, especially following the Hamas attack on Israel in October 2023. Some Jewish students feel their criticisms of Israel are being mischaracterized as anti-Semitism. This situation has sparked a broader debate about free speech versus protecting students from harassment. The implications of these funding cuts extend beyond Columbia, reflecting deeper political tensions in the U.S. regarding race, identity, and foreign policy. Legal challenges may arise as civil rights groups argue that these cuts punish protected speech.
Kuroda addresses yen concerns amid U.S. criticism. Haruhiko Kuroda, the former governor of the Bank of Japan, recently spoke out about worries regarding the Japanese yen's value. He responded to U.S. President Donald Trump's claims that Japan is intentionally weakening its currency. Kuroda clarified that Japan is actively working to support the yen, especially after it fell to a 38-year low of about 162 yen to the U.S. dollar in July 2022. As of his remarks, the exchange rate was around 148 yen to the dollar. He emphasized that the Bank of Japan is not trying to devalue the yen and is focused on stabilizing its monetary policy. Recently, the bank raised interest rates to 0.5% to tackle ongoing inflation. Kuroda's comments aim to clear up misunderstandings and highlight Japan's commitment to a stable economy. That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.